Welcome to the Conquerors Leaders Podcast. I'm Mark Pittman, CEO of the Conquer Leadership Group. Today, our guest is Tony McDade. He's the Executive Director of United Ministries here in Greenville, South Carolina. Tony, it is great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. Looking forward to chatting with you.
I'm so impressed with all that you've been doing. I'm new to this area, but I've heard your reputation for leadership and consistency and integrity, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this podcast. And, you know, as I ask guests, the first question typically is, what do you enjoy about leading? What do you enjoy about being in a position of leadership?
Well, thank you for asking, and thanks for having me as a part of this, and you're very kind in your introductory remarks. I think the thing that about leadership that I enjoy the most is seeing other people thrive, that is, to reach their maximum potential, and that includes obviously our constituents, the folks who come to us for emergency services or education or employment opportunities, but also the volunteers who work with them directly, and then even more focused, my staff colleagues who work in a variety of areas of social work and who confront poverty on a daily basis. I like to see all of those groups, you know, come to grips with the real of the world and confront the challenges that are there and respect diversity and bring a lot of resources to bear on whatever the matrix of problems is that they're dealing with. So it's that sense of community, you might say, that makes leadership very exciting for me.
There are so many different groups of people that you can be seeing their people achieve their best in. That's fascinating. Thank you.
Well, there's a great way of individuals. Everyone brings something to the table, so to speak. And whereas I think some models emphasize the expertise that a staff member has and can share, and that's vitally important, obviously. It really is the interaction, the relationships that are established, as I said, between staff and volunteers, and we're heavily reliant on volunteers in what we do. And then most of all, the participants or guests, as we call them in our programs, because their resources are exactly what we're trying to help them optimize, with that sense that, this is about them. That ending poverty in their lives and helping them help themselves is job one for those of us who are in the transformational business, you might say, or at least we aspire to be.
That's great. Well, as you're in that transformational business, as we all are in some aspect, not everything goes smoothly all the time. So was there a time that you faced a hiccup or fork in the road that you didn't expect?
Well, yes, obviously in social work, but in any sort of circumstance in which people are interacting with each other and trying to get something done, I guess one of the biggest challenges is in the hustle and bustle of what's happening is to make sure we're bringing out the best in each other and still getting things done. You know, in our business here, we're really trying to make sure that the minutiae of the day to day doesn't keep us from focusing on the, on what we're really about, which is helping individuals, thrive here in our town. And programmatically and philosophically, we're addressing what we like to call the root causes and the real cures, of poverty. And so grappling with that's pretty important. It's certainly well worth the experience. The challenge with that is keeping everyone's focus on how important their day-to-day job is, whether as a volunteer or as a staff person or even as a participant, how important every step on the journey is toward the eventual success of that individual. That is, having financial stability, having a job, having a place to stay, all those things that we help folks with. I would say that recently the signature challenge has been, as we've tried to be in the avant-garde of collective impact through our joining together of the two agencies, and that is United Ministries, which has been around since 1970, and Greenville Area Interfaith Hospitality Network, which is now in its 17th year. So the two agencies both have gotten sterling results in what they've done separately. Our task and what we're working with day to day now is to seeing if we really can maximize what we've called 1 + 1 = 3. That is, we'll continue to be each agency doing its very best and continuing to get the results, but also having a renewed and expanded capacity to tackle some larger issues that we couldn't have done separately. And so, you know, the challenges are the integration process, board and staff and cultures. But frankly, I guess for me and probably for a lot of folks in my role, it's just pacing and timing and being patient. I like to see stuff get done, and I've had to rely on a lot of others with experience and expertise. Rex Mead has helped us in the strategic alignment process, for example, solid resources. But just having the patience to listen, to hear everyone, resist the urge to come in and change things precipitously. I find myself, you know, Mark, I've been in a situation where I worked for 13 years. Now every day I have to check everything. I can't have any presuppositions. I don't take anything for granted in terms of who's doing what, how much I know. No, the assumptions are what'll kill you, as you know. So,
yeah, seriously. Wow.
That's... And our challenge is making sure everyone has buy-in to the fact that we have created a situation where new opportunities are out there, and it's now part of our responsibility not just to do what we've always done, but to see if we can't bring that new thing to fruition.
What an interesting opportunity to take existing organizations like that and then bring them together. Are you finding that, is it more difficult to message that externally or internally, or does it seem like an idea that whose time has come and it's just working out the kinks?
Probably the latter in many ways. Again, the patience piece factored in that our boards and key staff members took our time to really do a deep dive to make sure this was the right thing to do, so that we know we did our homework and we're moving in the right direction. But there's the sense that it can't all be done in a day. Externally, we can communicate, and there's a lot of excitement. And part of that excitement is just that instead of a proliferation of nonprofits, we're
right.
going to have some consolidation. And that's fearful for some folks, but we've been fortunate that the two agencies were compatible and are building this out on prior relationships and partnerships, which I think is pretty instrumental in making collective impact work. In other words, everybody is allowed and encouraged and set forth so that we can do what we do well, and then adding on to that. So, yeah, you know, communicating that is a challenge externally. Internally, it's a matter of getting everyone on board. The strategic alignment process has been first and foremost, and that way we know what is, as Rex Mead says, what is organizational true north, and we're all moving in that direction, and that takes a minute. But again, did I mention patience is probably our biggest challenge at this point? But no, folks are of goodwill who have expertise, and they can see that the ultimate goal is to reduce poverty and increase awareness about poverty here in our community. So it's well worth the journey.
Well, I'm really glad you're on that journey, and I'm glad that you took the time to be with us today. What would you say is one tip, one strategy, something that listeners should do right after they finish listening to this conversation?
Well, hopefully they're up on the literature and so forth. And over the years, I have really benefited from some books that are older now, but Jim Collins's books, Good to Great and Built to Last. And the bus motif, having the right people on the bus and then the right people in the right seat, that's not something you do when you come in new. That's an ongoing process. And then Built to Last, the big, hairy, audacious goal idea that there could be something out there that's striking but not impossible that can actually challenge a business or a nonprofit's reason for being and maybe have us rethink, you know, what we do and sometimes even why we do it. So I guess mustering the collective courage to tackle that would be the tip that I would say. It keeps things interesting, you know, so that that people are, it's not just rote, because we can all get into our little cubby holes and do the normal thing, and yet we could do that well, but we might not be doing what we should be doing. So
wow.
I would say read Jim Collins.
All right. That's great. Well, thanks, Tony. I really appreciate your reminding us about the seeing people, all the different people we intersect with as leaders grow, and doing that in a sense of community with the tension of getting things done, helping people see that those are in concert with each other. And you're living that out as you bring two well-established organizations together and help align all of that. I'm really, really excited for what you're doing in the community and glad that people got to listen to this. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for making this an opportunity, Mark. You do a great job.
Where can people find more about you if they'd like to follow up after this conversation?
Well, the best place would be through our website, www.unitedministries.org. We're actually United-Ministries in our emails, and that will give you some connection to the various components of who we are and what we do at United Ministries.
Wonderful. I know people are going to want to listen to this again and again, and this episode, as with all episodes of the Concord Leaders podcast, can be found at concordleadershipgroup.com/podcast. Until next time, remember, healthy nonprofits begin with healthy leaders.